told us that we have a special Xeris HaKosov, the Xeris HaKosov of Klal Prat to Klal that appears on Mem Beis and the base of Einish Bon Afir Shibu Karkos. The Gemara wants to know, why do I need that Xeris HaKosov? According to Mat Nome that says, Helach is Potur, so then that means when it comes to every case of Karka, Karka is also Helach. So why do I need that Xeris HaKosov? To which the Gemara answers, I need the Pasuk to preclude a case of Chofer Babo Rashichin Ma'aros. Rashi and Ibar Maskel, Chofer Babo Rashichin Ma'aros, Rashi says something that's very, very cryptic. Rashi says, the Lav Helach, well, it's not Helach, Sharei Kilkala, because it was destroyed. So the question is, what exactly does Rashi mean when he says, Lav Helach Hu Sharei Kilkala? So we saw the Tosis Harash that gives an interesting shot. Tosis Harash started with a couple of questions that we're going to see that the Rishonim also struggle with as well. And let's take a look. That was already on Monday we saw in Tosis Harash. Let's remind ourselves Tosis Harash's ultimate shot, which in many ways is the Derech HaMelech. So Tosis HaRosh's pshat was the following. For the Tosveh Tosos, different Girsos. So says the Tosis HaRosh, I'll tell you what the case of the Gemara is. V'tirates, d'mayri shahodah b'miktas karko, shechofar ben vorashichun ma'aros, v'kofar b'miktas karka. Talking about a case in where they have a machlokis between them, the Toin and the Nitan. The Toin says, I'm entitled to two pieces of land. The Nidan is Moda. And now our Gemara is introducing a fascinating nuance. What the land in Monroe that the Nidan is Moda to also had something that was Chofer Baboros Shichnu Ma'aros. So that solves the Gemara's problem. In such a case, it's no longer considered Halach anymore. It's only considered Halach because the land that he's admitting to is not a land that's prepared, that's ready to go. What's Halach? The whole svar of Halach is that it's ready to go. Over here, the land is not ready to go. So then you got Modeh B'Miktzas. And in Modeh B'Miktzas case, it's not Halach. Beautiful. This is the pshat of the Rosh in the Gemara. So Yonatan pointed out that in Rashi, L'chura Rashi doesn't seem to be saying this. Well, no. Let me leave Yonatan's horror for a second. So this is what the pshat of that's the pshat that we had seen in the rush. That's the pshat that we had seen in the rush. So we saw a second pshat. In fact, that is what I'm mixing up ha'aros. Moshe pointed out that there's another way that one could learn the Gemara, and this is the way that actually the Rambam clearly learns our Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Beis learns up an entirely different pshat in our sugya. The Rambam says that our sugya is a case in theory of Modeh B'Miktzas. This is the way the Rav HaMagid understands the Rambam. That our case is a case of Modeh B'Miktzas, but it's a different case. What is the instance of Chofer Babo Rashif and Mar? It's a very, very simple case. Mazik and Nizik. What happens? I say to you, pay me back, you dug two holes in my ground. And you say, I dug one. Says Mechadish, the Rambam. In such a case, it's a diun on karka. And since it's a diun on karka, we're going to say, Einish bon al shibu karkos. So that's a totally different way of reading our Gemara. Another way of understanding our Gemara is not that we're talking about that it's a case of two lands, a moda on one, it's not halach because there is a hole in it, but rather we're not talking at all about a classic case of karka, that's halach. We're talking about damages in a karka. And despite the fact that there's a modem and mitzvahs that I admit that I had damaged, however you explain modem mitzvahs, we discussed in the past, could be we had a ritva that says that there's some type of raglayim ledover that I'm a liar. However you understand modem and mitzvahs, but in this case it's a modem mitzvahs, and it relates to karka, but it's not a karka of hela, because I've got to fill up the land. So in such a case, the Rambam, the Rav Amagin learned our Gemara this way. To learn our Gemara is saying that if he's chofer baboros yichru maros, so then in such a case, that would be modem mitzvahs on karka, and I'd be potter from a shua. And the Rambam says he only swears shuas heses. These were the two operating pshatim that we had in our Gemara. Now I come to Yonatan's horror. So comes along Yonatan, and Yonatan says, now let's try to read Rashi well. How did Rashi learn? Rashi's extremely cryptic over here. Rashi says, Chofer b'avor shichum maros, the lav helach hu sharei kilkla. It's not helach because he's mekalkel. So Yonatan pointed out, well, on Monday, l'chura, this is not the Rambam. Rather, it's closer to the Rosh's Havana. Why is it closer to the Rosh's Havana? Because the Rambam is telling us, as we're going to bear out, a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And this, of course, brings us into three different Reb Chaims in Reb Chaim and Sefer. And that is that the Rambam is, which we're not even going to get to today, that what the Rambam is speaking about over here, the Rambam is being mechadesh, that even though I'm telling you pay me back cash, but since in the language of Rabbi Yosheber, since the Mechayev was Karka, the Mechayev is Karka, so you say Nishpon al Kiyushibu Karkos. Or in the language of the earlier Achronim, Dmei Karka is Kikarka. So that's sometimes in Brisk, what they do is just sharpen idea that was before. So Rabbi Yosheber was sharpening this idea that the Mechayev of Karka, the Mechayev here is Karka, you focus on the Mechayev. Since the Mechayev was the damage on the land, Dmei Karka is Kikarka. So Yonatan points out, well, that is the way the Rambam read our Gemara. If that's the way that the Rambam read our Gemara, so then in such a case, the words of Rashi don't say that at all. The whole chiddush of Dmei Karka is Kekarka, that doesn't sound like it at all. Rather, the closer Avonah Rashi, and this is how the Rav HaMagid learned as well, is the Lav Helach Ushare Kilkala. It's not Helach. In other words, it was Chofer Bavar Shimos. It's a classic case of Modem Mitzvahs. And Rashi doesn't need to, as we dramatized on Monday, doesn't need to tell us that we're talking about Modem Mitzvahs, because that's what we've been discussing on Daf Gimel and Daf Dal. We've been discussing Modem Mitzvahs the whole time. So what's going on over here? What's going on is it's a Dover Pashut that's Modem Mitzvahs, and all I need is to say that Shechofer Ba'avor Shechon Maros, and that's the Minei Ubei in Rashi, the Lav Helech Usharei Kilkul. I think that is a very, very nice pshat. This is all in the rearview mirror, because this we all discussed already on Monday. If anybody has any ha'aros, please come over to me afterwards. Now I'm going to take ha'aros when we start the new material. So now we see we had today that we wanted to work on both the Rimigash and the Raivin. Now before we go to the Rimigash and the Raivin, the Shita Mikubetzes, let us register, not L'Shem Lomdus, but L'Shem Havana, let us register the Raivin himself. Someone pass me my Toin Vinitan. Let's register the Rambam and Hilchas Toin Vinitan and see the Raivin Shita over there. The Rambam Shita that we just discussed, so there we have also the Rambam and Hilchas, the Raivin who objects to the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Raivin's objection to the Rambam. Thank you. The Raivin says in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, this is not my Rambam, right? HaRambam Halacha Beis says the Raivin, V'chein HaChofer B'sodeh, says the Raivid, Omer Avram Nirin Dvarim, Shetavu Lemalos Hachafiros Ulahashlos Hachatzeros. Avon Tavu Leshalem Pichso Hareyu Kishar Tvias Moment. So the Raivid agrees with the Rambam, but he disagrees. Says the Raivid, the only time that this is going to be correct, the Rambam's halacha is going to be correct, is if he's toveya him to fill up the bar. If he's toveya him to fill up the bar, then it's a case of karka. But if he asks for money, so then the Raivid says, in such a case the Rambam is wrong. Then you would make a shua. Why? Because the mei karka is lav ki karka. So the way they say this over in the yeshivas is the machlokus between the Rambam and the Raivin. Reb Chaim goes with this as well. The Reb Chaim goes deeper. But the way they say this over in the yeshivas is the machlokus Rambam and Raivin is whether you say Dmei Karka is Kikarka or not. The way Rabbi Yoshe Ber said it over is, do you look at the Mechayiv or the Chiyuv? According to the Rambam, you look at the Mechayiv, it's Karka. According to the Ravid, you look at the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is Mama. So, we're going to get back to this and we're going to analyze more of the Rambam and Ravid. But before we do that, we're not done with Pshat. We're not done with Pshat. And what we're going to do today is do Pshat and then Halacha L'maisa. We're going to do more in Pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes and then show that how you read Pshat in the Gemara and Heyam and Aleph is going to affect Halacha L'maisa and Shulchan Aruch. Okay? But the basic Lomdus in the Rambam and Ravid is the way we said up until now. So now let's begin and see, just hammer out the Ravid again. Let's take a look at the Ravid. Here's the Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Ravid Kosav is Elishona. Masha Kosav B'Sefer L'man Da'am Ahelech Potter Karka Mayitzrich L'miyute. By the way, this is the same Baal HaRaivid, just a little bit of history. There were three Ravids. There was the Rav Av Bezdin, who is also referred to as the Ravid, who happened to have been the Baal HaSagos, the Ravid, who is the Baal HaSagos on the Rambam's father-in-law. That's just the coincidence of history. And then there was a third Ravid who was more of a philosopher. So generally what we have is actually the second Ravid. Every once in a while the Rishonim will quote the Ravid as the Rav Av Bezdin. That's a different Ravid. But the Ravid the Baal HaSagos wrote also on Shas. Most of what he wrote on Shas we don't have. We have on Bava Kama. We have the Ravid on Bava Kama. And it's the same Ravid Baal HaSagos. Here again, this Ravid is the Ravid Baal HaSagos, what's referred to, the historians refer to as Ravid 2, as the second Ravid, his father-in-law being Ravid 1, and the philosopher being Ravid 3. Most of the time that we discuss in learning, we're actually discussing Ravid number 2, although they say the Rav Av Bezdin was a tremendous giant who the Rishonim every once in a while quote. But the Ravid in the Hasagos on the Rif, the Ravid in the Hasagos on the Rambam, and the Ravid that generally appears in the Shita Mekubetzes is all Ravid 2, the Ravid the Baal Hasagos. He's referred to as the Ravid the Baal Hasagos. Okay. So it's going to be the same Ravid as the Ravid on the Rambam. But Ravid Kosov is Elishon, Masha Kosov B'Sefer, L'man D'Omer Elach Potter, Karka Mayitzrich L'Miute. Our Gemara asks, if Karka is Helach, and Helach is Potter, so why do I need Exeris HaKosov Enish Baran Al-Kfir Shiva Karkos? The Tiritz like Kigon, the Chafra Baboros, the Lav Helachu. Says the Ravid casually, this is difficult. Ukahai Gavna Laimo Milo Chayiv Shua. Vazuzi kamodi lai. The Ravid asks at the end of the day, he's admitting to money. Da kofer bekelim umod bidmei haezek. Now here, the Ravid also talks about tanu kelim vikarka. We've separated the two terutzim. So, for our purposes, we're now not talking about the kelim. Let's just deal even just with the karka itself. The Ravid puts the two together. We'll see that there are other Rishonim that also put the two together. V'gamu tolveya kelim v'karkos v'dmei hezek v'chafirasam v'areyu modim v'mitzas v'kofer v'mitzas metalplin. Says the Ravid, at the end of the day, if it's a fight over the damage of the land, so then in such a case, what should the halacha be? The halacha should be that he should make a shvua. So says the Ravid, Vinkel Meimar, Deloy Tov Amine Dmei Hezek Chafiras, El Sheyachzor V'Yimale Oysan, V'Hu Moideloy Sheyimale. Says the Ravid, you have to learn that he insists, the Tohen insists, that he fills back up his land with Karka, and the Nitan admits that he's chayiv to fill it up, and in such a case, then he's going to be out of the parsha of Shvua. But if the Din Torah was over money, then ain't a chanami, there would be a Shvua Doraisa. So this works beautifully with the Ravid and the Hasagas. The Ravid over here is understanding that when it comes to the halach of Einish Bon al Kfir Shibu Karkos,
That halacha is dependent on what he's toveya. If he's toveya karka, then we say nishban. If he's toveya metaltalin, so you look at the chiyuv. Kafta referach. Rabosai, now I throw out to you, in terms of pshat, how to read the Gemara, we had two pshatim. We had what we call the Rambam's pshat, and we had the Rosh's pshat. Are we talking about that there's a din Torah over how much he damaged in the karka, and the fellow's moda that he damaged a certain amount and the other and rejects that he damaged another amount? Or is it a din Torah over two pieces of karka, and he admits on one piece of karka, but it happens to be that that karka was damaged? Which of those two pshatim does it seem that the Ravid is learning? Yes, Moshe? Like the first one, that the din Torah is how much damage there is. L'chura, that's the pshat, correct. L'chura, the Ravid seems to be. In other words, the Ravid's whole thing that he's struggling with is... I'm not convinced, by the way, Moshe, right? But L'chura, the Ravid is learning that that's the pshat. That we have a case of a din Torah of how much damage there was on the karka. And on that, the Ravid says that if we're talking about him giving back money, so in such a case, that would not be kfiris karkos, it would be kfiris metaltalin. But if we're talking about filling up the land, then it's kfiris karkos. Avram, you disagree?
I just
have
a clarification.
So let's leave for now, because it's already towards the end of the week, and I'd like to, but it'd be my pleasure, come over to me after mitzvah. I know I went through quickly the Kofer B'Kalim part, okay? So it'll be my pleasure to answer you afterwards. Now the Rimi Gash, in Dibra Maskel Itzruf Kra, struggles with a similar question that we saw the Rush struggles with. And he quotes a possible Hezber in our Gemara. He rejects it, and he learns a different pshat. Who wants to read the Rimi Gash? Avram, you want to read it? Ikoman the Mefarish?
The way I read it, I didn't see it like the Rosh.
Afal Pekin, let's learn together. Go ahead. Ikoman the Mefarish.
Ikoman the Mefarish, the Rosh who say. Adam Rian, Isa Kral, and Ute, Echad, the Tapra Balboros, Yahim Haras. The Gemara says that we need the Pasuk to exclude a case where we're dealing with where he made holes and damage to the land. We shouldn't allow the Monica family. He's not claiming money. Bela Tikune Balbe, he's just claiming to fix it. So that's why it would be hard. Mashma Tiki Takibo, Ranaus Boros, when he. Implying that when he's fixing it, he's just fixing the holes. You know that I see Afra become malignant, where we're dealing with like dirt and he needs to fill it up.
Okay, says Rabosai, stop right here. I did not realize up until this year how this famous machlokis, Rambam Raivin, Hilchos Tohen V'Nitan, Mamish spells itself out in the Doros HaKodmim of the Rambam and the Ravid. In other words, the Rambam didn't start his famous Shita. I always knew it from my Rabbeim as the Rambam Shita. Comes along the Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash says, this is, the Rimi Gash's Talmud was Rabbeinu Maimon, who was the father of the Rambam. So the Rimi Gash, the Grand Rebbe of the Rambam, starts off and he says, there are some who explain that our sugya is talking about where he was toveya, that you should give me back land. And he says, I don't think that's correct. Why did the Zikaman the Mefarish say that? That's talking about that he was toveya land. Who could tell me? What motivated the Ikoman Mefarish? I'm just spelling out the obvious point. Yes, Yonatan?
Maybe there's a Mandarman that says that. He's disagreeing with
him. Yeah, but why did that Mandarman say that? And who is that Mandarman?
The same Mandarman, the Rabbi.
Exactly. In other words, this machlokis between the Rambam and the Baal HaSagas already existed in the time of the Rimi Gash. That there was already someone, at least in the time of Rimi Gash, probably before, Ikoman Mefarish, who already learned. Now the Ravid was younger than the Rambam. So the Ravid himself wasn't saying something new. The Ravid was echoing this Ikoman de Mefarish. The Rimigash, we don't have a many Mesechtas. This is actually a Chuvas Rimigash that Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi put into the Shita. That the Rimigash in a tshuva writes, there are those who explain that this is what was going on in the sugya. And why did they say that? Because they said that it wouldn't be a case of Mishpon al Kfir Shiba Karkos if he stole veya money. Because the Mei Karka is Lav Kikarka. Okay. Inami ahu afra gufe denofik minel kamadile. So either he's asking for more land back, or the exact same dirt that came out. Vamevin yavin, that will be totally in Rav Soloveitchik's chiddush that Rabbi Reichman told us about whether you view all karka as one entity or not. The Chura, the two dais over here in the Rimigash. And Eliezer Shlomo has a raya that you were talking in this line in the Rimigash? Ah, okay. Very good. So Eliezer Shlomo was mechavin to that point. Beautiful. So the Chura, it's the two dais in this Rimigash. That's Amevin Yavin. That's Amevin Yavin. So this is the sheet of the Ikaman and the Farish. Continue, Avraham.
This thing is confusing to me, but that's not the reason of the words.
Right, now Rabosai, the Talmidim were struggling really well in exactly what the Rimigash is bothered by when he says, the Lav Hainu time of the Milsa. What exactly was the Rimigash bothered by? The Rimigash says, this is not correct, but he doesn't tell us why he thinks this pshat is not correct. I want you to come up with a pshat for tomorrow, exactly what the Rimigash is bothered by. The Lav Hainu time of the Milsa. What exactly was the Rimigash bothered by? Okay, but rather, what does he say? You have something you don't tell, you'll tell me. Ella Mishum, go ahead, Avraham.
Ella Mishum, the key copper ball borrows Shiaki Navaris when he claims, because of the fact that he said he made bulls and everything, Lav Hela, it's not considered Hela. Now, Lav Hainu Karka de Kataila, because it's not the same Karka that he's claiming. So, Mishumaki, it's a problem. Because of this, we need the Pasuk to exclude it. The Mayor of the Chai Gavna, the Metalton, Chai Shur, to say that in this case, in the Metalton, he's
okay. Okay. So let's try and go slowly and explain every word over here in the Rimigash. The Rimigash says the pshat is not like what later generations are going to say from the Ravid. That over here it's only if he's Toveya the Karka from him. But rather he says it's something else. What is that something else, Avram?
The other case?
Well, our case.
It might be that, like the bush, I guess, where you're saying because of the fact that there's holes in the field, you can't call it
because
he's not getting back the same field that he once had.
Right, good. That's true. Can you give me a coherent... Everything you said was correct. But what are the Rimigash's words? All right, let's take the Rimigash's words apart. Step number one, because there's already chafar ba'bor shichin of aros, it's not halach.
He's not claiming about holes, he's claiming about a field.
Okay.
Because that field has holes in it, it's not considered halach.
Daha lav hainu karka de kotoinle. And it's not karka that he's tinying for.
Yeah, because he wants his field back, but he's not going to get the same exact field because now it's stem.
Umishum hachi yitzrach kral miyute lememra dikai gavram b'metaltan chayiv shua. Normally, it's a case of metaltan is a chayiv shua, but over here, to have a moda b'mixas karka upotter. It's a case of being moda b'mixas hakarka, and it's potter. The gzeiras hakosov is telling me. The gzeiras hakosov is telling me yitzrach kral miyute. That's modem mixas karko potter. So what's the Xeris HaKosa telling me? The Klal Pratu Klal, the Shvuas Membeis and Membeis, what's it telling me? Yes, Yisrael? Aha. So Yisrael understands the right of the Rimigash like this. Write down Yisrael's chat. I'm not convinced it's the only way of reading the Rimigash. Yisrael says like this. The Rimigash is saying that we're going to learn like what's called the pshat of the rush, correct? That he's learning like the rush. That's a case of two pieces of land, right? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that?
I thought that he was smart.
So we need to zero in. We need to come up with as precisely as possible. What's the pshat over here? You started talking like a case of the rush. That the Xeris HaKosav is that it's not Halach, and at the same time, it's considered a din Torah on karka. So that sounds like to me like the rush. Don't try to keep out other historical variables that you're aware of. What's the mashmos, the best mashmos of what the Rimigash is saying? Like the rush. Okay. So Yisrael's chat is like this. Yisrael says that the Rimigash is saying the following. That we're talking about two pieces of land, mamish like we learned in the rush, and there was damage on those two pieces of land, on one piece of land, and that's the land that I admit to, and it's not Halach, because there's holes in it, so it's no longer Halach, and therefore, the only reason I'm putter from a shul is because of Einish Ba'in al Kfira Shivu Karkos. That's how Yisrael wants to learn the Rimigash. And therefore, the Xeris HaKosav is telling me that it's considered Moda Bekarka. I'll tell you why, Yisrael, I find your pshat difficult. Because what's the lashon of the Rimigash? The lashon of the Rimigash is Mishum Hachi Yisra Krol Miute Da Havale Moda Bemixas Karko Potter. Going back to the line before, the lav hainu karka de katoin le. It's not karka that he's telling. Umishum hachi it's rekrolim yudei lemeimra, and the pasuk comes to tell you the kai gav no bimetalton chayim shua. So according to you, Yisrael, why does he say halav hainu karka de katoin le? What's he bringing out over here?
It's not the same land that he originally said that you took my land.
In other words, he's explaining lav heilachu. It's not heilach dov lav hainu karka de katan le. Umishem hachi yitzrochro lemiute the memra the kai davna bimetal ten chay shua davle mode mixas of karka of a potur. No, not so bad. Not so bad. Okay, that's one havana on how to read the Rimigash. Yonatan, I'm looking for someone, if there's anybody who disagrees with Yisrael's reading. Okay, Yonatan, go ahead.
I think it's the Rambam. I mean, the line that says the people who are shooting from us, Bob Hilton.
Yes.
He's just saying, you know, the case is in two, we're dealing with one field over here. With the Toliah saying two pits and the Nicholas saying one. So why isn't it Halo? Because he's saying that it's not Halo because there's no actual land there.
Right.
It's not actual land there. Oh, so what does it mean? Finally, he's paying for him money.
Right, very good. There are mamish two ways to read this Rimigash. Mamish lechura two ways of reading the Rimigash. The other way of understanding the Rimigash is he's saying like this. The Rimigash is saying that we're talking about a din Torah over Hezek. I admit that I damaged what I dug one hole, not two. And when he says lav karka katoyin lay, what he's saying is the following. He's saying it's not halach because we're talking about damage. So it reads like this. This is how Yonatan wants to read it. It's not a case of the din Torah is not on karka. The din Torah is on damage. Umishum hachi yitzra kralim yute, Yonatan wants to read. And that's why we need a pasuk, the memra, to tell us that in this case we don't look at it as a din Torah over metaltalin, but rather there's a xeris hakosum that tells us that the mekarka is kikarka. If I'm not mistaken, our great grand rebbe learned this way. No, I think Reb Chaim and Sefer learns this way. Doesn't Reb Chaim and Sefer somewhere have that there's exeris hakosa to make karkas kikarka? Did Reb Chaim use such a language? I think Reb Chaim somewhere in Sefer said refers to exeris hakosa to make karkas kikarka. So that would fit beautifully with this Rimi Gash. That's what the Rimi Gash is saying. Good, you hear? What do you think, Daniel? Ah, you have Rusi, no Gavadover. Psul Karo. What? Gary, keep the troops chopping, yes. According, we have two giants over here clashing, Yisrael and Yonatan. Both of them are really legitimate pshatim. Yisrael is learning that the Rimi got, it's really just the same, nothing new over here, in terms of conceptual understandings. Yisrael understands that the Rimi Gash is learning like the Tosis Harash. That the pshat over here is that that we have a case in which there's a boat that makes us on one of the lands, but because that one land has a hole in it, it's not considered halach. While Yonatan learns, and you could read that into the words of the Rimi Gash, while Yonatan understands, no, Yonatan understands, Yonatan's pshat is the fancier pshat. Because Yonatan, you know what, I'll say over Yonatan's pshat, I'll tell you the chiddush of what Yonatan is saying. Yonatan is saying, no, the din Torah is over two holes. Whether there was two holes that were damaged or one hole that was damaged. And I'm molded to one of the holes. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that our Gemara is being mechadesh, that the Xeris Hakosa, the Klal Prat of Klal, tells us that there's a din Torah over Boros, Shichin, Umaharos, that's called the Mekarka is Kekarka. That's Xeris Hakosa. That's the Xeris Hakosa, the Mekarka is Kekarka. And that's what the Rimi Gash means. Umishum hachi yitzrach krol miyute lememra dekai gavna metalt lechai shud avle moda mixas lekarka upotur. According to Yonatan's pshat, it's mamish an example of they didn't start the fire. The Hainu, that the Rambam, what the Rambam is doing, another Western image, but this here is a kosher hashiva. Talmidim know that I have two favorite movies. One is Beryl Wine's movie of the Rambam, and the other is Beryl Wine's movie of Rashi. They're absolutely something very, very special. So I've discussed how the movie about Rashi finishes, and the movie about the Rambam starts also in a very, very moving way. Is Rabbeinu Maimon brings the Rambam to the Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash is passing away. The legend in the yeshivas, there's a legend in the yeshivas that goes back 900 years. The legend in the yeshivas is that if you look up the dates, the Rambam was about 6 or 7 years old when the Rimi Gash passed away. But somehow, this is almost like a Hasidus Shemaisa with the Rambam doesn't go so well together. But this is what they say. Maybe it does. So this is what they say. They say that Rabbeinu Maimon brought the Rambam as a child to the Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash gave him a bracha that he be zochas be mamshich the Masorah, that he was mamshich from the Rif, and that he'd be the one to be mamshich from the Seder of the Rif. So it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful scene. Whoa! Anyhow, so according to Yonatan's pshat, is mamshich that Messiah. In other words, Yonatan's pshat is saying that really what all the Rambam was doing was the Rambam was just saying over, Rambam, he was introducing the Shita of the great Rebbe of the Rimigash, that what he was doing was continuing the Rimigash's idea, and that the Rimigash is learning that the Rambam's chiddush is gufa the chiddush of our Gemara. That's gufa minei obey what our Gemara said. Now the Rav Magid learned that way, but the Rav Magid did not agree. There are certain things in the Rav Magid that don't come out until you have the Rimigash. L'moshel, according to this Havan, and I think Reb Chaim also understood it this way. Reb Chaim, I don't know if he saw this Rimigash. I think Reb Chaim also understands it this way, that the Gzeiras HaKosel, the whole Gzeiras HaKosel of Einish Bal Kriya Shiva Karkos really doesn't make sense, as our Gemara asks. Because of Hela. So what's the whole Gzeiras HaKosel coming to tell us? Specifically a case of Chofer Bal Borishichon Umaros, that in that case of Chofer Bal Borishichon Umaros, the Mei Karka is Ke Karka. So this Yisod, that you look at the Mechayev, that the Mei Karka is Ke Karka, is goof for the Gzeiras HaKosel, according to the way Yonatan is reading. According to the way Yisrael is reading, Dmei Karka is Kekarka, it's Tama Svara Ba'alma, the way Rabbi Reichman taught it to us. It's Tama Svara Ba'alma, you look at the Mechayev. According to the way Yonatan is reading it, the Rimigash learns that this is Gufa the Chiddush Gemara. It's not that it becomes a byproduct of the Gemara. This is Gufa the Chiddush of the Xeris HaKasa, the way Yonatan is reading the Rimigash. So, Mavish, we have. This is really a Yisodo stick of question, which way the Rimigash is going. Tov. Everybody so far so good? Yes, Meisha.
I just wanted to say that since in the first he brings on the shot of the Rive and he rejects it, the Rive was talking about the case that was parallel to the Rambam.
How do you know?
That's what you said, L'chor that was, right?
How do you know? No, the Raivan and the Bala saw this, but you can't infer. Remember, Rabosai, Torah was not given by Mosada Rav Kook or by... You read Hasfarim 6, Rechol Meir Sha'arim, where your Kovetz Mefarshim is printed. That's not where Torah was given. It wasn't even given by Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. What happened was, is Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi compiled different shitas, right? So this Rimigash, he dug out of a Shailas Hetshuvas. This Rimigash is not responding to a Ravid per se. This Ravid, he dug out, unfortunately... We don't have much of the Ravid Sfarim. Some want a taina that we don't have much of the Ravid Rabbeinu Yonah because they were too harsh on the Rambam. We have everything from the Rambam. It's so in history, anybody who starts up with the Rambam, to this day, there are people who still start up with the Rambam. Anybody who starts up with the Rambam gets destroyed. If they're giants, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a partial kapara if they did shuvah. I just read that from Chacham Avadi last night. He described... He's a Rishon who we have a little bit from him. We have him from On Yevamos. Chacham Avadi was reading last night, said that this Rishon, I don't want to say publicly his name, Chacham Avadi said he died of Misa Mishuna because of his opposition. He was a most public opponent of the Rambam, but even Rabbeinu Yonah sighed the Chayrim against Rambam. We don't have much from Rabbeinu Yonah. We see, right? We needed a Tosfei Achitzonim to have Hiksha Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah we don't have. Ravid we don't have most of his Masechtos. On most of the Masechtos on Shas. So there are a few things here and there we saved from the right. But the Rambam, we have everything. Everything that the Rambam was omel on, we have. Because the Rambam is, the Rambam was a Mimoshe L'moshe L'ikam K'moshe. So, by the way, to this day, there's still people who try to attack the Rambam. People who think they're frummer than the Rambam. Really, unfortunately it exists. And I always say I have no idea. These machlokios are beyond... You know, certain issues in philosophy, but whatever the Rogachava wrote, that the whole Sefer Mari Nevuchim he could explain Alpi Kabbalah. Says the whole Sefer Mari Nevuchim is also, it's like two shlavim to it. It's Alpi, it's the ultimate rational Sefer, but also Alpi. The Rambam, Mimashal, Mashal, Akam, Kemashal, and so this Ravid, why am I mentioning this now? Because this Ravid, this Ravid, we know it was a piece that the Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi salvaged from somewhere. The only thing that we have the Ravid straight is on Bava Kama. There's a Tadushe Ravid that was salvaged. All that happens to be it was in some, I don't know if it was by the church or it was in some far-flung university somewhere. Tadushe Ravid was put out by a conservative rabbi. Isn't that interesting also? It was put out by a conservative rabbi. And then the yeshivas put it out again. But I have the original edition by... It's a controversial edition, whether their people don't like it, because the one who wrote Ha'aros was a conservative rabbi. But it was in those were the days, the old days, where conservative rabbis were still talking about Chachamim.
There were some conservative rabbis who made a mistake. They made terrible mistakes by joining with them. Then they're forgotten. No one even knows their name anymore. This guy knew public comments. A fantastic artist. Anyhow, so it's so interesting. The rabbi we cannot have nothing from, and that's what's going on over here, Moshe. So to respond to you, Bitzal Ashkenazi found this tshuva from the Rimigash, and he put it on the Gemara because it's so integral for Pshat. And then he found this Ravid somewhere. We don't have the whole Ravid, even though we have the whole Tosis Harash, but we don't have the whole Ravid. And the fact that they're not next to each other, Lav Dafka, is that a Ravid? So Yisrael's Pshat could still be a working Pshat. Gedalia, you agree with your Chavrusa, you don't agree. Oh, wow. Okay. So we're slowly isolating Yisrael over here. Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't he write Lav Hayu Karka Jakat Taimla? The guy's not even claiming Karka from him. Which means sure claiming damages.
Lav Helachu da Lav Hainu Karka de Kotoinle.
He's not claiming Karka from him.
And the Shum Nichi Chofer by Boreshich Umaris Lav Helach, who when he's Chofer by Boreshich Umaris, it's not Helach. The Lav Hainu Karka de Kotoinle. Because it's not Karka that he's tiny. And you're bothered, according to Yisrael's Pshat. No. When he says Lav Hainu Karki, he's referring to the holes. In other words, it's not Yisrael reads the Lav Hainu Karka is that the holes make it that it's not a regular case of Karka of Halach. That's how Yisrael is reading it. That itself is not a kasha. Although, okay. And I've spent more time in the Rimigash than I even planned. Okay, now, Rabosai. Let's do something really interesting that was not on the Marim Makomos. How do we pasuk in Shulchan Aruch? Right, we have machloikis over here, how to read Pshat in Gemara, and we have machloikis Rambam and Ravid, which in the yeshivas they spent years and years and years of working in the yeshivas of how to understand whether to make karka is not. It could very well be that this is a raya to Reb Chaim and Sefer that's exeris hakasim. Let's see how it's formulated in Shulchan Aruch. So it's Simin Sadiyein, Hilchas Toin Viniten. So normally we do halacha at the end of Shir. So now we're going to end up doing halacha at the end of Shir. Usually we do halacha in Yoredeya. So now we're going to do halacha in Choshen Mishpat. Okay, let's take a look at the Mechaber. Hachoyfer b'stei chaveiro. Boros shichnu ma'aros. Vivsida. If someone digs into the field of his friend and he damages it. Vareyu chayiv l'shalim. Bein shetanu shechofar v'omer lo chafarti. O shetanu shechofar shtei ma'aros v'omer lo chafarti ala achas. O shah yasham eirechot shu chofar v'omer lo chafarti kum potter mishvu d'arais. So this is, of course, the psak of Maran HaShulchan Aruch based on the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that if there's a din Torah on karka, then in such a case, it's considered a din on karka and part of from Yeshua. And the Ramah, how would they read this in the yeshivas? In the yeshivas, they would say the Reb Chaim's Chakira, of how to look at whether the Mechayiv of damage on land is a mechayiv on karka, or we focus on the chiyuv mamon. That gufa is the machlokis between the mechaber and the Rama. Says Rama, Haga, v'yesh omrim dafka shetovu l'malos hachafiros, avol tovu l'shalim pichso hareze kishar tvias mamon. If the din Torah is on the land, so then in such a case, then we say, Einish Balash Givu Shev Karas. But if I'm okay with Naftali paying me back in cash, and I say, I want cash, so then I could, then in such a case, I could be Mechayiv Naftali, Yeshuas Modem Mitzas. Very good. So it happens to be that this famous Chakira, if you will, Rabbi Reichman's Chakira from last Thursday, Halacha L'maisa is a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Beautiful Kachdarko Shel Torah. Okay. What's really interesting is the shach over here. Let's take a look at the shach. You're going to see that once you do the Rishonim well in the Shittim and Kubetzes, then the shach is readable as well. Zot de'e le'gishach. Zel das harayvid ba'asobis. V'ine haran v'animuki yosef v'arav ha-magid. Hevinu sh'arambam cholek. That's exactly the way they say it in the yeshivas as well. That the mechaber, sifkot and yudches in the shach. Is it photocopied in front of you? On the top of the page. The way they say in the yeshivas is exactly the way the shach starts out saying it. And that is that the Rav HaMagid and others learn that there's a machlokis Rambam Ravid. Look at this. The shach here says a massive chiddush. Number one says the shach ikur kedivrei Ravid. I hold that the correct pshat lahalacha is the Ravid's pshat. So what do I mean? I know I'm using the word halacha and pshat together because I believe the two often run together and people don't appreciate that both are extremely important. Without good pshat, you don't know halacha. Without good halacha, then you weren't mekayim chazal schiv la'asuk yeshmaitz aliba dehilchasa. You have to do both. You have to learn well in the pshat and the rishonim and then be masik shmaitz aliba dehilchasa. So says the shach in pshat and in halacha. He says like this, and we're going to go through quite a bit of the shach now. The shach says that when it comes out, the halacha is he believes that the Ravid is right. And therefore, the shach is going to pass in choshen mishpat, and this has profound nafkaminas in halacha lemaisa in choshen mishpat, that any time you have a din Torah on karka, as long as the general minog is to pay with money, then you can still have shuas. Why? Because he follows the opinion of the Ravid. And even though the Ramah only said Yesh Omrim, the Shach is going to advance an agenda that really everybody agrees with this Yesh Omrim. Which is quite, the Shach is taking on the entire world over here. What do I mean he's taking on the entire world? He's taking on both the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, you should know there's a Shitas Ravid. Why does the Ramah say Yesh Omrim? Because any time there was one of the Poskei Ashkenaz that follow another Shita, he quotes Yesh Omrim. Chacham Avadia Zatzal points out that just because the Ramah says Yesh Omrim doesn't necessarily mean the Ramah believes you should paskin like that Yesh Omrim. He just wants to know, he wants you to know that in Ashkenaz there was another Shita. Of course we point out that the awesomeness of the Ramah, that the Ramah really saved Halach and Klal Yisrael, that the Ramah, they have a legend, was supposed to write a Shulchan Aruch, and he was planning to write his own Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mechaber came out with the Shulchan Aruch. He said, you know what? I agree with him most of the time, and let's not have two different Shulchan Aruchs. Can you imagine? It's hard enough. Sfaradim and Ashkenazim can't get along because of silly things. It's terrible. Mamish terrible. Can you imagine if there would be two different Shulchan Aruchs? So the Ramah said, no. So what I'm going to do is Klal Yisrael is going to have one Shulchan Aruch. And if I see that there's everyone Shaval, the Mechaber chooses the Psak, that in Ashkenaz there were sometimes, Mitzarev, another Sheet, Al-Suv Yesh Omrim. And then sometimes he's Cholik every once in a while in Ashkenaz. Now when the Ramah says V'yesh Omrim, why did the Ramah say V'yesh Omrim? The Ramah says V'yesh Omrim because he agrees with the Mechaber that the consensus is with the Rambam that it says that the Mekarki is Kikarki, you caught it from a Shua. He says Yesh Omrim. The Shach now takes on the entire world. And the Shach says, no. The Ravid is the correct Shita. And that Shita of the Ravid, even the Rambam agrees with. What does that mean? I thought this is Machlokas Rambam Ravid. What does that mean? He says, V'gam Rambam ein cholek u'kemo sheivar. So I'm going to only take a look. The Shach goes on for 200 lines. So we're not going to be able to do everything in the Shach. We're not going to do everything in the Shach. The parts I'm able to speak out, I'm going to speak out. But of course, the Amelim B'Torah, I want you to work on the Shach over Shabbos v'chulei. But can anybody suggest, even without going on in the Shach himself, how did the Shach understand, how the Shach read the Rambam? It's black on white. The Ravid was Masig. What do you mean that the Ravid doesn't agree with the Rambam? It's black on white. Isn't it black on white? Just to theorize pshat in the shach. What does the shach mean? Yes, Yisrael?
He says that the Rambam only says that you're not chayav shua deraisa, only when you...
Exactly! The Ravid didn't say the Rambam is wrong. There are two ways to read the Ravid over here. This is a known Shiloh. Do you read the Ravid as a Masig or a Mefarish of the Rambam? Sometimes people are making too much of a Machlokis Rambam Ravid. This is not a Machlokis Rambam Ravid. The Ravid really agrees with the Rambam. Look back in the Lashon HaRambam. And Ravid says the Ravid, when did the Rambam say that you're potter and shvua? The Rambam was talking, the Rambam's right. The Rambam was talking about where he told him to fill up the karka. But if he doesn't tell him to fill up the karka, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it's demei karka, lav ki karka, and of course you could have a shvua. So far, so good. Max, so far, so good? Okay. Says the Shach. Now I'm going to take apart the sugya. This is the way the Shach read the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. And he says, I'm going to prove to you I'm correct. Hine Beresh Perakama Demitsiyo Garcina. Now he starts with our sugya. L'mando Amehilach Potur Amay Yitzruch Rol Miyute Karka Mishvua Hakal Karka Elachu Amelucha Yitzruch Ra Hecha Dechafer Ba Boros Shichnu Ma'aros. So he quotes our Gemara. Now this analysis that he's going to quote from the Ran and Shavuos is exactly the analysis that we had in our Shita Mikubetzas. Quotes a Ran, there's nothing new now, Rabosai. All he's going to do is going to quote what we did on the Daf from Bava Metzia, that the Ran and Shavuos said the same thing. The Ran and Shavuos is going to give us two possible ways of reading Gemara, which we saw already on Monday, what we call the Rosh's way of reading the Gemara versus what we've called the Rambam's way of reading the Gemara. Let's take a look. V'kasa Ram b'perek hadayarim, ki yitzrach ra hecha d'chavar b'abar shevaris lav elechu. Mikan nire, shekol tfiyah shibo machmas hakarka, harehi kitfiyas karka ve'enish bo'an oleo. Every case of b'abar shechon amaros, that's bo machmas hakarka to tvias karka v'chein das haRambam, and that's the way the Rambam read the Gemara. Okay, so the Rambam set up the Gemara as that the Gemara is being mechadesh and telling us that demei karka is considered like karka, and as we said that that's good for the chiddush of the Gemara. Avol Ravid Kosav, the Ran then continues on. This is all a quote from the Ran in Shavuos. Ha dechashvin acha bekarka b'shechafar ba biros shichnu ma'aros dafke kigon shetavu lemalos hachfiros avol tavu damim nishba. He says, but the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that that's not correct, and the Ravid says, no. If he's Toveya money, then there would be a Shua. How does the Ran conclude? Ve'ainza mechuver, this sheet is not clear to me. Then he says, so we see, the Rambam and Ravid are already presented in the Ran as being Udiyun in our Sugya. What's the Diyun in Pshat? He didn't spell out what the Diyun in Pshat is. And the Shach then will quote a Ritva, will tell us what the Diyun in Pshat is. The Kachkos or a Ritva, the Ritva is going to be the same thing as in the Shita Mekubetzas. Ki Yitzrach Kra, Heicha Dechavar Ba'bara Shichun Maros. V'im Tomar. Second page. Halav tvias karku. Sharein achayev lo el demei hazek umetaltleninu. V'yesh lomar dekol shat tvia beguf hakarka kikarka dom yichen kasar Rambam. So the Ritva asks the question. He says that that must be the pshat narasugya. Says the Ashach, but there is another way of reading our sugya. What's the other way of reading the sugya? Not the way the Rambam read the sugya, and not the way the Ritva says it out, which we saw as what we call the Shita of the Rimigash. He says, Ulafia Niyazdaiti, four lines from the top, Nira Pashta, Dishas, the simple reading of the Pshas, Tapare Shayin Aleph, Shechofar Bok Tsas, Borashich Namaros, Vimken Kilkala, Umoda Mimitsa Shein Amhelach. This is what I meant, the 2 days in Shita Mikubetzas. Says the Shach, but there's another way of reading the Gemara. What's the other way of reading the Gemara? that we're talking about a case that there's a din Torah on two lands, the guy's moda to one of them, and there's holes in one of the land. And here you see that again, the Shach understood Rashi like Yonatan had said. And that is that Rashi learns like the Rosh. The second pshat is what the Shach calls Lufi Ani Yazdaiti Nira, is exactly the pshat of the Rosh. So we see now that the Shach is presenting that you could learn our sugya is telling me the main karka is kikarka like the Rambam said, but there's another way of reading the sugya. What's the other way of reading the sugya? There's nothing to do with our sugya is not discussing whether the main karka is kikarka or not, but rather our sugya is telling us something entirely different, and that is that it's considered moda b'miktsas because he's moda on the land that has holes on it and it's not halach. Let's let the Shach continue working. He says, skip now the parentheses. Vim Kain, everybody have the second to last narrow line on page Resh Ayin Aleph. Vim Kain, hu tovo akarka beine, vu kofer ktsas akarka shi beine, vu omer shli, u ben mitzas akarka shemoda, kofer ktsas shichinu boros. This was Eliezer Shlomo's raya that the Rosh seems to be that way. Also, the Pshat and the Gemara seems to be like the Rosh from the Gemara on Daf Kuf on the base. Says the Shach, if that's so, so then there's no machlokas between Rambam and Raifit. Skip two lines to the second wide line. Venera by the star. Venera. Shigam Haravid Mefarish Kain Hashas. The Ravid is going to learn that way in the Gemara as well. V'lo Hutzrach Lomar Bahasagos Nirin Hadvarim Shetovul Malos El Kafiros Elo Lefarish Divrei Rambam. And all the Ravid is doing over here is explaining the words of the Rambam. In other words, our sugya, according to the Rosh, never tells us that the mei karka is kikarka. Our sugya never tells us this. What's our sugya telling us? Our sugya is telling us we have a case where it's not heilach and modem mixes by karka. That's it. Nothing to do with what we call the rimigash gzeres hakosov of the mei karka is kikarka. El farish divrei Rambam. And therefore, the Ravid is going to learn, we're going to read our sugya as both the Ravid and the Rambam learning like the Rosh, says the Shach. And therefore, if there's no hekreyach from our sugya that the mei karka is kekarka, then the Ravid could be simply explaining the Rambam. And then the Rambam could hold the mei karka is lav kikarka dami, like the Ravid himself, because the emistic of pshat is Rashi's pshat. What's that pshat? The pshat like the Rosh. Elo lefarish divrei Rambam, and all the Ravid is doing is explaining the Rambam, and both the Rambam and Ravid agree that the mei karka is lav kikarka. Elo lefarish divrei Rambam, demayri lehedya, shetanu chafar teshtayim, o sheyesham eidecha v'ukofer, Alkeinu chachlomer kein. Avo b'shas yeishlomer kemo shekasavnu. Udelo kenira midivrei Aran. And not like the Ran had said earlier, sharaivin mefarish hashas shetavu l'malos hachafiros, that the Ravid is going to understand that the sugya is saying that you have to fill up the land itself, because if it would be money, then in such a case, then it would not be a p'tur of Eidah Shpon al Kvir Shibas Karkos. No! That's not how the Ravid is going to read the Gemara. The Ravid's going to read like the Rosh, and the Rambam is going to read like the Rosh, and therefore you don't have a machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid, whether to make karka is kekarka or not. Ad kan divrei ha-poisik ha-godol me-echov. Probably the greatest poisik in the last 500 years, and that is the Shach. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that whenever the Shach finishes his bekiyas and his charifus, there's nothing like it. He even had a strong lashon. He said sometimes he feels bad for the Taz. Because the time the Shach is finished, The Shach is awesome. The tziruf of charifus and bikius in one person. You know, it's absolutely scary. I'm not sure if the Shach passed away at age 41 or 39. I'm not 41 yet, but I'm already not 39 anymore. So I'm hoping it's 41, that somehow in the next year or so I'll just, because it's mamish, it's mamish a pachat. The Shach, his charifus and gaonis, but in the 40 years that he lived, is mind-boggling. Rabosai, do you think the Shach is correct or the Ramah is correct? Yes. Comes along the Shach. The Shach says, Hasei. Says the Shach that I believe there's no machlokis Ramah and Raya. And therefore the Shach takes on both the Ramah and the Mechaber. It's not really feeling bad for the Taz. Now we're talking about both the Ramah and the Mechaber. And he says, wait a second, where did everybody come to this, what they discuss in the yeshivas? As a machlokes, the meikarka is kekarka, there's no machlokes. Find me a place where there's a machlokes. So I'll point to you, says the Shach, that the Ran in Shua says that way. That the Ran says that the Ravid holds the meikarka is lav kikarka, and the Rambam holds the meikarka is kikarka. And he says, where did they get that from? That has to do with the sugya on bar mitzvah dafke. Says the Shach, wait a second, what do you mean the sugya bar mitzvah dafke? Then bar mitzvah dafke, the Rambam understood that the meikarka is kikarka? Absolutely not. There's no sugya bar mitzvah daf hei that says that. How does Rashi learn? Rashi doesn't learn that the sugya is a case of the meikarka kikarka. Rashi understands that the sugya is a case of both the mitzvahs without a heilach. Mazel tov. What we call the Rosh's pshat. Says the Shach, where does the Rambam disagree with that reading of the Gemara? And therefore I learned that the Ravid, says the Shach, that the Ravid is just explaining the Rambam. That the Rambam, when he said that there is no Shmua, is when he asks him to fill up the karka. And where do you see, above the Metziah Daf Hey, this whole machlok is Rambam and Ravid, that the Rambam says that the Pashtus of Gemara is like the Rambam. No, the Rambam and Ravid read the Gemara the same way, and the Ravid's just being mafarish the Rambam. And therefore, the Shach comes along, halacha lemaisa, and says, when there's a disagreement in real estate, this is an important Shach, when there's a disagreement in real estate, there would be a Shmua. And it's not just a Yesh Omrim that there's a Ravid who says it. The Rambam also agrees. And that's why I say he's taking on both the Mechaber and the Rambam. Mechaber, Paskin, that there is no Shmua. The Ramah just said it as a Yesh Omrim, right? You remember how we dramatized with the chassid said to the Misnagid, and who says Ramo was banging on the table, Yesh Omrim and the Mechaber was wrong? He was saying, Anu Noagin, we follow the Shita. So the Ramo also is like the Mechaber. The Shach takes both of them on. Rabosai, I want you to be Amel on the sugya. I know the Shach was quite a bit, and I did a couple things quickly. I want you to be Amel on the sugya and prove to me, defend both the Mechaber and the Ramo. And I know it's a tall order, because after that description of who the Shach was, it's quite a tall order. But all I want you to do is show me, bring me two rayas from the Shita Mikubetzes, pshat, two rayas halacha lemaisa about this Shach. Two rayas from the Shita Mikubetzes, defending Moran HaShulchan Aruch, and defending the Ramah from the awesome description of the sugya. The Shach has a great point. Where do you see that the Ravid's being cholik on the Rambam? And why can't you learn that the Ravid and the Rambam learn like the Rosh? There are two rayas in today's Shita Mikubetzes, like Moran HaShulchan Aruch, and like the Ramah, and not like the Shach.